I just ain't got the means.
Hold on, John. John, hold on. It's gonna be all right. You're gonna win the fight. Yoko, hold on, it's gonna be alright. You're gonna make the flight. When you're by yourself and there's no one else, you just have yourself and you tell yourself just to hold on.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. this is Bella.
This is Tino.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Do we have a show for you? how are you doing, Tino?
Just start. I'm all right. A little bit tired. I pulled my back. It's hard for me to, like, do anything. I was complaining to Bella on the way over.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I feel really bad. You, like, sounded like you're in a lot of pain, like, walking up to the stew.
I'm
going to
spend most of our show stretching while the
just so you can just get a visual. I was just talking to Tina about this, but, like, hurting your back is so debilitating because you can't really walk very well, or it feels like that. I resonate with that. Sometimes my back really hurts, but it's important to stretch. So today we're going to have... Do you want to explain our theme?
Yeah, so we're doing like a wintry theme, like an early winter.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, I don't know if this is coincidentally or not. Maybe it just says that we both have good music taste. we agreed that winter is sort of... I don't know, sort of a folky time.
Yeah.
A little bit of, like, Midwestern emo.
Yeah. Okay. When we were talking about this, we both made kind of our own little playlists for it. And all of my stuff was Midwestern emo. There's some folk, but there's, like, you guys will hear. And it's, like, not a bad thing.
Mine is mostly folk. I think it's
balance each other out, yeah.
Because Bella sent me that playlist. You sent me that playlist. Yeah. And I'd actually made a playlist a few weeks ago, which was, it's called Cold Weather,
yeah.
Folky. And it's, like, exactly the same stuff.
Yeah, which is so really funny. But, so yeah, we got some nice, cool beats and tunes for you all today. It's cool to get it because, like, weather wordplay, temperature wordplay.
We need a cookie shout out, though.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I do. I don't know if I've done this before, but oatmeal raisin cookies. I've been really, really enjoying them.
Wait, we need to have discourse about this because I love oatmeal raisin cookies, but we need to make more as a society just oatmeal cookies.
I agree with you.
Because, like, I'm so sorry to all the listeners out there. I'm all for dried fruit. I love, like, I'm trying to think of a dried fruit. I've dried mango. This is just like the dried fruit PSA right now. Yeah. But I love dried fruit. But dried raisins are awful. Or dried grapes, I guess, which are raisins. I don't like raisins.
I disagree.
Sorry.
With you.
I'm sorry. I'm entirely. Sorry. It just tastes like I'm fine with like those like yogurt covered ones. But as soon as it's just like raw in the cookie, no. I mean, it's fine. Okay. Like, I'll eat it.
Fair enough. I agree with you about the oatmeal cookies thing. Like, oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
Why aren't we making those? Like, I've literally never seen an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie in my life, and we need to start making them. Because that's, like, a genius idea, and we're just ignoring them because we're like, oh, oatmeal raisin cookies.
I've made them a few times.
You have?
Yeah.
What?
Like, at home. Like,
yeah, that's awesome. That's perfect.
I don't even have a recipe for them. I just replaced the raisins with
chocolate
chips.
Thank you for, like, speaking to the masses and what the people want and and making oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
Well, we don't know if this is what the people want. We can't.
This is, well, people is the us two. People is the two people in Studio A right now.
Yeah, we're talking right now, and you are listening.
So we're gonna get started with the first song. This is a song that I picked out. It's called Winter is Blue by Vashti Bunya, and this is a little more folky. I actually picked this song because my friend Willa, shout out to Willa, she has a really cool playlist that is called Winter is Blue, and I was like, oh my god, that's like the first thing I think of now when I think of winter. And it is like all this, like we were talking about this, like folksy, like soft, like voice with plucky guitar, which is very winter. But yeah, here's that, and enjoy.
Winter is blue, living is gone, summer just sleeping, in spring they'll go on. Our love is dead, nothing but crying. Stay here, rain comes, I'm sitting here, watching love moving away into yesterday. Winter is blue, everything's leaving, fires are now burning, and life has no reason. Why must I stay here? Rain comes, I'm sitting here, watching love moving away into yesterday. My arms.
Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out white clouds, mingles and hangs in the air. Speaking strictly for me, we both could have died then and there. Another word for it. You were so good with words and at keeping things vague. 'Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about those last few songs we played. So like I said, that first one was Winter is Blue, Vashti Bunyan.
The second was Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez.
The next one was But the Regrets Are Killing Me by American Football.
And the last one is, or was, Albatross by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, so pretty folksy to start off. We've got the American Football in there. I don't know why, but I just, like, okay, first of all, I feel like people give American Football a bad rep because it's, like, kind of these, like, I don't know, it's a little bit whiny, but I don't know, I really like it, and I really associate it with just, like, cold weather. Maybe it's because I listen to it a lot, but it's kind of, I don't know, it's a little, it's, it can be a little wallowy. You know, there's Never Meant, which Jack isn't here yet, but it's very important to us, and I really like that song.
I wonder how many of our, like, associations are just, like, associating a song with a certain season or just things we came up with, or if they're actually...
Definitely. I think, especially because the way I listen to music, it changes a lot and it is not constant at all, but... constant at all. And I completely listened to it. Oh, but the way I usually listen to music is I'll just try to listen to a bunch of different things and then I add them to a monthly playlist and then I listen to the monthly playlist if I'm like, I want to put something on right now. So I end up just listening to the same songs in a specific month. So later down the line, if I'm ever like, if I hear the song, I just think of like July 2022 or whatever it is. And so I have like a lot of songs that I associate with, I think, seasons and months and also just eras in my life. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, same with me, except I have one big playlist. It's called Good Music.
Yeah, another one.
I know. It's like 1,100 songs.
Wow.
And I just add stuff. Sometimes I take things off because I don't like them anymore. But
I have a playlist that I used to update a lot. It was called The Cacophony That Is My Music Taste, and it was like that. I was like, anything I ever listened to that I liked ever would go in it, but I just never used it because I think I'm very, I don't know, I usually end up just like queuing songs that I like, or like playing a specific playlist. The thing I make a lot is like a bunch of mini playlists. Like some people will, because I make them all public, like I don't really care, but people that do care that see my Spotify are like, Bella, like, your Spotify's really messy right now because there's like 7 playlists I added in one day just to for the day. But I don't know, it's fun. And then I get to add like a fun little description and like a cover. I don't know, I take my playlist making so seriously. Anyways, so yeah, those were some songs. I hope you enjoyed those. Oh, the last one. Oh, wait, you talked about that.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Also. Okay.
All right, we're going to play some more songs.
Play some more songs.
And then we'll be back with a PSA.
Yeah. And it'll be fun and awesome. Okay.
Cool.
So the next song that I'm going to play is All Mixed Up by Red House Painters. Another kind of, I don't know, are Red House Painters like Windmaster and Emo? I don't know if that's, I'd classify them as that.
I don't know them enough.
We're going to play them. They're so, I feel like their music's so sad, but it's wintry. So yeah, enjoy.
Shatters me in the mirror. She never leaves on the light. And some things that I've said to her, they just don't seem to bite. It's all mixed up. It's all up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. She tricks me into thinking that I can't believe my eyes, that I wait for her forever. But she never never does arrive. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. She's always out making scenes. She is always out the window when it comes to making dreams. It's all mixed up. It's all. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up.
light to fight your name. It's something faint. This is not a place, not yet awake. I'll raise the blade. Still alive.
Played some songs and I don't remember what they were. What did we start?
We played All Mixed Up by the Red House Painters.
Yeah, we said that already.
And then Perth by Bon Iver.
You want to talk about Perth? I feel like you had some songs this positive.
I do. I don't know if I'm right. I might be right. I might be wrong. I know it's about Justin Vernon's friend who passed away. I think he wrote it while he was writing the songs for Emma, but I'm not entirely sure. That's you so should cool. Look it up.
We'll do some fact checking later. But it was a really pretty song. Love. So now it's 7:34 and it's time for a PSA. So I picked a PSA for you all. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear could be a thrill, but if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. We care about bears and you. Okay, Yeah, this is so too. Yeah. Wilderness orientation. We put our stuff in bear bags. Very important stuff, especially, I don't know if you're camping right now. It's kind of cold, but like, you know, you still be out.
They might be hibernating right now, but.
That's true, but you know.
Better safe than sorry, for sure. Better
safe than sorry. So yeah, that's our PSA. Very fun. Our next song is, wait, actually, what is our next song?
It's yours. It's Carry Me Ohio.
Carry Me Ohio by Sunkill Moon. This is for our friend Jack, who's literally in the studio right now. He's hanging out with us. He's really awesome. Yeah, this is for him. He's from Ohio. Enjoy the world and enjoy Ohio. And enjoy Jack.
your mother's clothes, cinder and smoke, the snake in the basement found the juniper shade, the farmhouse is burning down.
Oh, How I love you back to follow the rest.
All right.
All right. What were those last few songs that we played?
We played Carry Me Ohio, mm-hmm, by Sun Kill Moon, Cinder and Smoke by Aaron and Wine.
Then we played, I don't even remember.
Gagging Order.
Oh, Gagging Order, Radiohead. And that last song was
What Can You Say by Adrian Lenker.
Love Adrian Lenker.
Me too.
this is a big Adrian Lenker show. I feel like we played her a lot.
We could do a full Adrian Lenker hour.
But yeah, so we're coming on the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure, as it always is, here in Studio A in the general Boston area, in the Medford Somerville area.
It's always so hard to get up, and it's always so fun to be here.
It is. It was a little hard to get up. This is a big shout out to my roommate Elizabeth, because the alarm went off and it kept going off and I wasn't waking up. She just turns over and it's like, Bella, and I'm like, sorry. So like bad roommate alert. But yeah, we're gonna close out with one more song, and then yeah, so this next song that we're gonna play is Luna, right?
Yes, correct.
By the Smashing Pumpkins. Did I put the Apartment Demo on?
You did put the Apartment Demo.
I like the Apartment Demo because I don't know. I like badly produced music. It's like the best for me.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So this is Bella.
This is Tino. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. So enjoy this song and enjoy the week and the life.
Enjoy your 2 weeks and we'll be back.
to